Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The All Local on KNX News 97.1 FM.
This is KNX News 97.1 FM, Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station. Good morning, I'm Rob Archer. Top local story. The LA County Health officials will be deciding today whether to implement a new indoor mask mandate because of a surge of cases and hospitalizations. But now, though, the health director saying maybe not.
In just the past week and a half, county health officials have noticed some dips in COVID metrics, things like test positivity rates and hospitalizations. And they say if the updated figures released today show the same downward trend, they may be able to hold off on a new face mask requirement. Several cities have already made it clear they will not enforce a new mask mandate. Drew Boyles is the mayor of El Segundo.
We just feel strongly the council was unanimous in this decision to allow the citizens to make their own decisions about the mask mandate. We're at a completely different place now than we were in 2020 when this whole pandemic began.
He says business owners don't want to enforce another mask mandate either. The reaction was basically the same in other cities like Beverly Hills, Long Beach, and Pasadena, although Long Beach and Pasadena have their own health departments and can make their own decisions. In L.A., John Baird, KNX News 97.1 FM.
Well, Hillary Clinton is weighing in on the race for mayor in L.A., and she is endorsing Representative Karen Bass. Former Secretary of State characterized Bass as a proven leader who will bring Angelenos together to solve problems while championing women's rights and opportunities for young people. Bass is taking on Rick Caruso in November. Caruso's most prominent backing has come from business and law enforcement groups, along with some high-profile celebrities. He's gotten a little support from establishment figures in the party, however. The head of two Hollywood production companies is going to spend over a year behind bars. Jonathan Lee Smith pleaded guilty last year for falsely obtaining a $2 million business loan. He managed and owned Hoplite and Hoplite Entertainment, which both specialize in reality TV programming. Smith was sentenced this morning to a year and a day in prison, was also ordered to pay restitution of the amount of the loan. Well, gas prices in Southern California coming down like pieces of a Chinese rocket. Average cost of a gallon of regular in L.A. County dropped nearly 3 cents overnight, down to $5.70, down about 76 cents over the past 44 days. The price in Orange County fell 3.5 cents to $5.60. In Riverside County, it's $5.60. San Bernardino is $5.66. The average cost of diesel in L.A. County is down to $6.51 a gallon. The L.A. coroner has released details of an autopsy on the recent death of LAPD officer Houston Tipping. Now, he died in May during what the department had called a training accident, suffering a fatal spinal cord injury while serving as a training instructor. The county's medical examiner ruled the death an accident, but Tipping's mother is dismissing that report. Her attorney tells CBS2 there are holes in it, and they plan to keep fighting for the truth.
The next thing now that we have the autopsy is we know of certain people that witnessed the autopsy. We know there are some witnesses to the events and that there are photographs. So we're going to be seeking the rest of the information that was missing from what we received today from the autopsy. Then after that, we file a lawsuit.
And the coroner's office says Tipping fell to the ground while holding another officer in a bear hug. But Tipping's mother says several injuries are not consistent with the findings, like a laceration to his head and broken ribs. Tipping's family says it believes he died after getting beaten by a group of overzealous officers attempting to simulate a mob. The medical examiner determined those injuries were the result of efforts to save his life. A man convicted of killing two Marymount University students during a carjacking in San Pedro back in 1994 could have his death sentence reversed, thanks to L.A. County D.A. George Gascon. Now, he has requested that the man, who was 18 at the time, be resentenced to life in prison without parole because, in his words, his brain was not developed enough to regulate his behavior. Now, that request does not seek to lift a separate death sentence the man got in 2012 for stabbing a fellow inmate to death. Gascon's facing a recall because his opponents say he is soft on crime. Top drought official has quit his job, blasting Governor Newsom on his way out the door over how they are handling the water crisis. For more than 10 years, Max Gomberg has worked with the California State Water Resources Control Board, recommending strategies that would help keep California more water resilient. But the LA Times reports that he is stepping down, saying that he no longer believes Newsom and his administration are willing to pursue the changes that are necessary. A roadside memorial has been set up by the family of a boy who was struck and killed while crossing the street in Long Beach Tuesday evening. Gabriel Grande and his dad were crossing Lakewood Boulevard at 23rd Street Tuesday night when he was hit by a truck. His father tells CBS 2 the driver was not paying attention.
He was even pushing the button. He's like, wait till it turns green. It turns green, we start walking. The guy just guns it, makes a left on a green, ignores everybody else, runs over my son.
And his mother says he didn't even, she didn't even get a chance to say goodbye.
Pay attention, because you can take a life. You can take an innocent life.
The man behind the wheel of the truck has been arrested on suspicion of felony vehicular manslaughter.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, "Hey Alexa, play KNX News." You can listen on the Odyssey app, available on Android, Apple, or wherever you download your apps, and on our website at knxnews.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.